Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule August 1st at Darien Lake. And all you got to do is play a little game called
Real or Fake.
Breezy and I are going to read you 8 Florida headlines that are all current in the last year. And you just have to determine whether they're real or fake.
If some of them are current.
Majority of them. All you got to do is get 5 out of 8. If that's the case, you're going to the show. I love Ja Rule. I didn't love him during Fyre Festival, but...
or lack thereof, we should say.
That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. They are blowing up right now. Hello, PXY, who's this?
Marcus!
Marcus!
What up, Marcus?
What are you...
I'm on 98.
PXY. What?
If you want to cry... come to PXY. Where are you, buddy? What are you doing?
I'm in East Rochester. Just took my wife to work. I'm ready to answer some questions.
Oh, well, good thing.
Heck yeah, you did, Marcus.
You're color 8, buddy.
Of course I am. That's Kobe Bryant's number.
That's Kobe Bryant's number. R.I.P.
Rip.
All right, buddy. Let's get right into it. Get your game face on. This is serious. Here we go. Let's play real or fake. All you got to do is tell us if it's real or fake. Breezy, why don't you ask him the first one? Here we go, Mark.
It's giving a Florida Man Challenge. Let's just say that as well. Ready? First headline, Marcus. Florida woman asked to leave a Red Lobster, was asked to leave a Red Lobster, so she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out of the tank and bolting into oncoming traffic with it. Is that a real story or headline, or is it fake?
I'm going to say that is real. A lot of crazy people live in Florida.
That's true. They do. And you would be 100% correct.
Period,
that is real.
Marcus.
You got one on the board, buddy.
Florida, Queens. Yes.
Question number 2. Let's go to the next headline. A Florida man wears F the police shirt to court and wins the case. Real or fake?
Oh, that's fake, man. You're not doing that in Florida.
That actually happened.
That's insane. That's literally insane.
All right,
man. Crazy.
That's okay. Let's keep it going.
Next one for my man, Marcus. Florida man was arrested for trying to sell NASA's secret moon rocks on Craigslist.
False.
That is correct.
Okay, listen. You're going to have to start giving me some false questions.
No, I mean, Moose hit the wrong button, but yes, that was
no,
right.
You got that one right.
Yes.
Heard that. Moose, heard that.
All right, here we go.
I'm right, heard that.
Marcus, the next headline. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to barbecue pedophiles located at a motel.
Come on, that's false. You got to give me that false.
That happened.
I'm confused.
He's barbecuing pedophiles, what?
Yeah, he tried setting them on fire.
Okay, so the rest of my answers are all true.
Let's keep it going. Go ahead, Breeze.
A Florida man was arrested for smoking meth inside of an elementary school during his daughter's talent show. Real or fake?
That's real.
Was it real? No.
Marcus is like, wait, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to hang up. We're going to try this again, okay? Let's go with Kobe Bryant 24 number this time.
Okay, let's do it. All right, here's the next one. Where are we at? Number six. Florida man is charged with a deadly assault of a weapon after throwing alligators through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Come on.
True.
Yeah, that's
100%.
You know that happened in Florida.
Of course that happened in Florida.
There you go, buddy.
All right, you got three on the board. You got to get these next two right. All right. Florida man on meth was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Oh, and Moose did double questions.
So sorry.
Super tough.
I was going to say two meth questions?
So that one's real, too. So you got both those right. And this is the final question. Golf cart driving Florida man tries to blow up neighbor's chickens with homemade whiskey bomb during dispute over BB gun. This is the most Florida headline probably we've ever heard ever.
That's true.
Okay. So I was just watching an episode of Fear Thy Neighbor. It sounds like one of those. So let's go with real.
The real would be
correct. Yes!
I love it, Marcus. Who are you going to go see Nelly and Ja Rule with August 1st at Darien Lake?
There's only one person, and that's my wife. She loves Ja Rule.
Oh, good for you, man.
Wait, you have to call her because you just dropped her off at work, and she's going to be Breezy,
Breezy, listen, I tried to text her while I was on the phone, but I couldn't because my send button was in the wrong location. I couldn't push it, or I would have hung up on you guys.
Oh, my. Fair enough, Marcus. I would have been absolutely pissed if you did, so. Okay, well.
Except for 10 Cup Social, I sold you a lot of food.
Oh,
I love this guy. Oh, yeah. Dude, we see you at Tin Cup all the time, Marcus. You're the man, dude. All right, listen, I got your tickets. Stay on hold. I'm going to grab all your info. What's the only station in the city, Marcus, hooking you up with Ja Rule and Nelly?
Come on, it's 98PXY. I appreciate
it. Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.